Okay, I think we have Kyle. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good, good. First of all, we would like to welcome you to our Houston Indie Media Friday night new show that we do. We reach a whole bunch of folks all through the Gulf Coast and parts of Central and East Texas. So with that, earlier we opened our show with a short newscast of the No Borders camp, but maybe you could explain to folks in our listening area what exactly is the No Borders camp.
So the No Borders camp is a four-day direct action camp on the U.S.-Mexico border in the between the cities of Calexico and Mexicali. And it is an attempt to create a temporary autonomous space where this world, this border does not exist. And so, as of this morning, we were successful in achieving one camp where there no longer exists a border, and we are able to actually go right up to a vehicle barrier and talk with our compas in Mexicali and be able to pass, you know, information, and we've been eating together, so it's been really, really exciting.
Now, when you say camp, I gather that it's a pretty self-sustained kind of space that you guys have created.
Yeah, actually, the thing that's blown me away the most has been Food Not Bombs. They have been cooking off-site for every one of our meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and actually providing for a significant portion of the camp on the Mexicali side as well. So feeding, you know, up to 300 people, and really excellent, excellent meals. I mean, a lot of people were commenting that the beans are the best they'd ever had in their lives. So, I mean, that's been great to have, like, every meal taken care of. We have our own environmentally friendly bathrooms that we've constructed. We have a pirate radio station with a 130-watt transmitter that's broadcasting out of the camp. I was just thinking about it today. I haven't spent money, like, at all over the last 3 days, and I don't know when was the last time that I could say that.
So what are some of the actions that are going on during the period of the camp? Because I believe the camp is about 5 days. So during the day, what happens? What are some of the things that folks on both sides of the border are doing either separately or together?
Well, today the first action that happened was actually securing the camp, which involved kind of a confrontation with some riot police by the Border Patrol, but we were able to secure the space and have our bi-national breakfast buffet. So that was our first action of the day. And then after that, it was preceded by a 1 p.m. Action on the detention center in El Centro, which is the largest detention center in California that has families in the detention center. About 100 people went. There was a march through some residential neighborhoods. A lot of families came out, and flyers were given to them. And it went up to the wall of the detention center. Planks were ripped off the fence so that people could see into the detention center. It appeared that it was under lockdown at the time. But people were able to climb up the fence, up to the top of the fence of the detention center, get up on top, see inside, and then moved into the street in Imperial Avenue. We're able to shut down the whole street, which is the major street in El Centro, and have a street party. At 3 p.m. today, there was an action at the Maquiladoras in Mexicali, and a lot of people from our side were present at that action. It was a kind of a change at the factories, like a shift change, so a lot of workers came out, so people were given flyers, and there were banners at those maquiladoras. And right now, there's currently a bi-national dance party going on at the border checkpoint in downtown Calexico and Mexicali. So those are the actions for today. And tomorrow, there will be a march against the wall. Sunday will be the day of artistic expression.
So has there been a problem with folks crossing over from either one side to the other? How has that been handled?
Up to this point, so people, our camp is occurring at the place where the wall ends, and there's just a vehicle barrier separating the two sides. And so people have been crossing over the vehicle barrier into what the Border Patrol considers to be Mexico, even though the wall doesn't actually demarcate the border, that the Mexican side is actually camping on U.S. land, which is far riskier than what our U.S. side is doing. But people that have been crossing over that barrier have been fine, but people, if they want to cross back into the States, they need to go to the border checkpoint, which is about 3.5 miles away from the camp. And we've been passing stuff from the U.S. side to the Mexicali side pretty easily, like food, backpacks, you know, people, and then small things that the Border Patrol knows wouldn't be containing drugs, like iPods, cameras. They haven't really been regulating on us on those kind of items. The Border Patrol is containing a constant presence on the periphery of the camp. Currently, there are maybe 5 Border Patrol vehicles, maybe 15 Border Patrol agents right on the periphery of our camp, right in between our two camps, although, you know, like I said, we still have access to the other camp. And but up to this point, they've been rather peaceful, with the exception of this morning when the riot cops were brought out, but we were able to negotiate and actually move into a better position than how we started this morning.
What has been the, I guess, the reaction from folks on the other, Mexicali side, both from the, I guess, population and then the authorities on that side?
So on the Mexicali side, there's currently about 100 people camping, maybe 50 people from the States that decided to cross over to their camp, and then 50 people from Mexico, from all over Mexico, from Mexico City, Monterrey, Chiapas even. The Mexican authorities, there was a rumor this morning that the federales were a few blocks away from the camp. The corporate media was actually dispatched to verify if that was true. It turns out to be no, that it wasn't true. The federales would be a kind of a threat more to the people from the U.S. that are camping there, because it's kind of a no man's land, and they would know that, you know, people did cross, not necessarily legally, over to that side. But up to this point, actually, we haven't seen too much of the Mexican authorities. Two police officers drove through their camp on, like, motorbikes, but the real people that we've seen the presence from has been the Border Patrol, which is kind of interesting because they have absolutely no, very, very little training in, like, how to control a mass mobilization. So it's created some interesting moments over the past 48 hours.
If folks want to find out more about the No Borders camp, is there a website that folks can go to? And I would guess,
yes,
there are going to be, daily updates.
Yes, definitely. There is our website, noborderscamp.org. So there are updates on there, but even better than that is sandiego.indymedia.org.
And let me just...
We have IndyMedia activists. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there is a link to the San Diego site from our HoustonIndyMedia.org website. So any... Indie Media website will link to San Diego and Indie Bay.
Yes, definitely. So it's been really exciting. We have Indie Media activists here from all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Germany. Very exciting. The media team has just been doing an amazing job. The pirate radio station was used during the action this morning with the where the Border Patrol brought out the riot police. We were broadcasting with the pirate radio station and with a mobile PA, And so people were getting updates on the negotiations that were happening and the latest developments actually in the middle of the whole hubbub that was happening on the other end of the camp. We were able to get updates on what was going on through the pirate radio station. So, like I said, people should check out sandiego.indymedia.org or follow the link from the Houston Indie Media website. On that site, there are photos, videos, eyewitness accounts. It's constantly being updated. We have a media house in Calexico where there's probably 15 people, and we also have live streaming internet radio going on 24 hours a day with updates on the camp. Tonight, if people want to tune in to the radio station, 6:30 p.m., we're going to have a live acoustic concert at the camp, and then 7 p.m., we will be having DJs from Mexicali doing a live set. And so that will be on the streaming radio, the link you can get to from the NoBordersCamp.org website.
Sounds good. Kyle, once again, thank you for spending some time with us this evening. Our regards to the brothers and sisters there.
Okay, I will pass on the word, and it's my pleasure. I've always enjoyed hanging out with the people from Houston.